You're listening to the Core Factors audio library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research. This piece is titled Navigating Career Plateaus: How to Reignite Client Engagement. The following narration preserves the original content and context of the written article.
Navigating Career Plateaus: How to Reignite Client Engagement. Career plateaus are a common yet often under-discussed feature of the modern professional journey. Even high-performing, motivated individuals can find themselves feeling stagnant, disengaged, or uncertain about their next steps. For career development practitioners, supporting clients through these plateaus requires a blend of empathy, strategic insight, and the ability to surface deeper patterns that drive engagement and growth. Career plateaus can arise for many reasons: organizational restructuring, limited advancement opportunities, shifting personal priorities, or simply the natural ebb and flow of motivation over time. What distinguishes a plateau from a crisis is its subtlety. Clients may not be in distress, but they sense that their energy, learning, or sense of purpose has diminished. Left unaddressed, plateaus can lead to disengagement, missed opportunities, or even premature career transitions. The Career Path Framework offers practitioners a powerful set of tools for diagnosing and addressing career plateaus. By focusing on occupational activity groupings, global interest areas, and the interplay of preference and avoidance, practitioners can help clients reignite engagement and chart a path forward that is both energizing and sustainable. Recognizing the signs of a career plateau. Career plateaus rarely announce themselves with dramatic changes. Instead, they often manifest as a gradual decline in enthusiasm for daily tasks, reduced participation in professional development or stretch assignments, a sense of going through the motions without clear direction, increased distraction, procrastination, or withdrawal from team activities, ambivalence about future opportunities, even when they arise. Clients may describe feeling stuck, bored, or unseen. They may question whether their current role still fits or whether their contributions are valued. Practitioners can normalize these experiences as a natural part of career growth, while also helping clients move from passive acceptance to proactive exploration. Using career path insights to diagnose plateaus. The career path assessment provides a nuanced lens for understanding the roots of a plateau. Rather than focusing solely on external factors, practitioners can guide clients to examine their internal patterns. Occupational activity groupings. Are the client's strongest preference groupings being utilized in their current role? Have their daily activities shifted away from what energizes them? Global interest areas. Are the client's top interest areas being expressed? Has the motivational why behind their work faded due to changes in role, team, or organization? Avoidance patterns. Are clients spending more time in activities or environments they have high avoidance for? Has a recent change increased exposure to draining tasks? For example, a client with a strong preference for the artistic occupational activity grouping and the helping and serving others global interest area may have thrived in a creative, collaborative environment. If their role has become more administrative or isolated, a plateau is likely to follow. Similarly, a client who's working with mental information global interest area is underutilized, may feel restless or disengaged, even if their performance remains strong. Practitioner strategies for reigniting engagement. Once the underlying patterns are identified, practitioners can help clients design targeted strategies to reignite engagement. Reconnecting with core drivers. Encourage clients to revisit their career path results and reflect on what has historically energized them. Redesigning roles and responsibilities. Support clients in advocating for projects, tasks, or collaborations that align with their strongest occupational activity groupings and global interest areas. Experimenting with new challenges. Suggest career experiments that allow clients to test new directions without major risk. Setting boundaries around avoidance. Help clients identify tasks or environments that consistently drain them and explore ways to delegate, minimize, or reframe these activities. Reflecting on growth and change. normalize the idea that preferences and motivational drivers can evolve. Encourage clients to see plateaus as opportunities for recalibration, not as failures. Integrating career path insights into action plans. The ultimate goal is to help clients translate insight into action. Practitioners can support clients in creating a career engagement map that highlights their top occupational activity groupings, global interest areas, and avoidance patterns, and identifies concrete ways to activate these drivers in their current or future roles. They can also help clients develop a short-term action plan for testing new activities, seeking feedback, and tracking changes in energy and satisfaction. By anchoring action plans in career path data, practitioners ensure that strategies are both personalized and sustainable. The practitioner's role, partnering through plateaus. In order to navigate a career plateau, clients must reconnect with what makes work meaningful, energizing, and aligned with their evolving identity. The career path framework empowers practitioners to facilitate these conversations with empathy, precision, and a deep respect for the client's lived experience. In a world where change is constant and linear, careers are rare, plateaus are inevitable. By leveraging occupational activity groupings, global interest areas, and an awareness of preference and avoidance, practitioners can help clients transform plateaus from periods of stagnation into launching pads for renewed engagement and growth.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can read the full written version and explore related research at corefactors.com.